Basically, we now have a new Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries in place, Michael Creed, and I had proposed that we as the Islands Committee write to Minister Michael Creed, congratulate him on his new elevation to his post, and point out to him that as an island community and as an island representative body, which we are in the Islands Committee, that it should be an absolute right that the island fishermen of this county and indeed this country should have a right to be able to go out and fish for salmon, at least those who didn't take the buyout scheme. So what we're actually looking for is that Minister Creed would engage with the Islands Committee, speak to us, find out the thoughts of the Islands Committee, and to try and work out if we have an island and a fisherman on an island who is prohibited from fishing salmon, it doesn't really make much sense. Yet we have large boats that come in that can be seen from those islands that can do as they please from other countries and nationalities. So it's time that we stand up and fight for what is rightfully and should rightfully be ours. And that's what we want to do on behalf of the islanders, and especially on behalf of those who should have and deserve to have the right to fish salmon off the islands as they have done for generations.
For those who aren't from the islands, how important is this issue, particularly to the fishermen and their families affected?
Well, it's massively important from two standpoints. One, because it creates an employment and a revenue source to the island. But number two, and probably more important, when you're surrounded by sea, you have very little options by way of employment other than fishing, which is the primary and was the primary source of funding for all people. And if there's no income being able to be derived from living on an island, what's going to happen is that the population of islands are simply going to fall. And I think a minister with common sense would see that. And I do believe that it is time to re-emphasise this point and to reintroduce salmon fishing for those who want to do it in a very conservative way, so that the stocks are not further damaged, that there is conservation practices put in place. It is something that is synonymous with Ireland and with the Irish culture, and I think it's something that we have to fight and try to get reintroduced, at least for the island fishermen off the coast of our county.